5th, July 18th, 1938. How beautiful it is to see the creature in the divine will. How created things await her in order to love their creator. The exuberant love of God for one who lives in it. My flight in the divine will continues. Its power and immensity feels as though the need of the company of its beloved creature to take her wherever the divine will is present. And as it finds its works, it pauses to tell her the different story that each of its works possesses and the diversity of love by which they are animated. It delights so much in making known the source and the specialty of its works, that not only does it give these works as gift to one who listens, but celebrates its works together with her. Now, while my mind was surprised and enchanted, my always lovable Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My blessed daughter, there isn't enchantment more beautiful that delights our supreme being more than seeing the creature enter into our will. As she enters, she takes us as though in her arms and clothes herself inside and out with our divine being. And we in return take her into our arms to enjoy her. Oh, how beautiful it is to see her, little but beautiful, little and powerful, little and wise, little and strong. So much so as to be able to carry her creator. There's nothing in which she does not resemble us. So, by just entering into our will, she acquires and is clothed with our divine qualities. With the right given by us, she takes ownership of everything. She gives herself to all. She loves all, wants to be loved by all, and wants all to love us. To see a creature wanting everyone to love us is our purest joy, the most beautiful, the greatest. We can truly hear our echo as we want all to love us, and we love all. And if many do not love us, we feel offended and defrauded of our rights as creator and father who loves his children very much. So, we feel portrayed by this creature. We find in her our same follies of love. How not to love her? To her, our first kisses. To her, the clasping of our embraces. The stratagems of love that we do for her are unheard of. And the more we love her, the more we want to love her. Jesus became silent. And then he added, "My daughter, all created things await you. But do you know why? Because by virtue of my fiat, by which all of them are animated, they feel their union with you, their inseparability from you. And since to the creature is given supremacy over everything, they all await you into their midst, so that together with them you may glorify and love us according to the office that each of them must perform for us. Each created thing possesses the fullness of its own good. The sun possesses the fullness of the light. And each act of light it emits, each effect and good it unleashes from its womb of light, is a continuous little sonata of glory and love that it gives to us. But it does not want to give it alone. It wants to do it together with the one for whom it was created. Only then are we truly loved and glorified. When the creature, animated by our will, flows within that act of light and loves us and glorifies us with love and glory of light. We feel our purpose, the reason for which we created the light. We find the creature hidden inside that light, loving us with the fullness of light and heat. We find in her love that wounds us, love that sweetens us, love that always says, love. Therefore, we place the sun in her power so that she would love us. If we don't find her in the created things, we're not content. They remain like instruments with no sound and no life. At the most, we love and glorify ourselves by ourselves, but it is not the creature that loves us and glorifies us. Our purpose has failed. The wind awaits you, so that your voice may flow within its moans, to hear your love moaning toward its creator. Oh, how honored it feels when it sees in the might of its blowing your mighty love, almost ruling over its creator. And its waves and blows invested by your I love you. And as we feel breathed upon by your love, we blow our breath of love upon you to be loved yet more. The air that all breathe awaits you, to be animated by your voice, and so that in the air that all inhale, they may receive the I love you of their Creator. And in the air they exhale, may run your I love you, to bring to us, in the bosom of your breath, all lives and breaths, changed into as many voices of love. All await you to receive the new life of love, carried by the soul who lives in my will. Even the saints, the angels, the very Queen of Heaven await you to receive the freshness and the joy of the operating love of the creature who, though still living on earth, yet lives in that same will in which they live, to be as though watered with the love of this happy creature. They feel the new love with which my will has filled her, investing them all. And so they feel the joy of the conquering love that she bears. What order, my daughter, what harmony between heaven and earth is established by one who lives in my will. All her acts, motions, and thoughts turn into voices, sounds, and harmonies which, investing all created things, make all of them say that they love us. And as we are loved, together with us, all feel loved with new love. The whole of heaven remains enraptured in seeing the wonders, the sweet enchantment of the soul who lives in our divine fiat. Now, you must know that my love is not satisfied if we don't make and give new surprises of love to one who lives in my will, if we don't add new things to make known to her. Listen, my daughter, to how much I have loved you. My celestial father generated me, and I loved him. In that love, I loved you as well, because my will kept you always present. I am constantly generated. And in the order of our love as Father and Son, the Holy Spirit proceeded. In that order, I also loved you with continuous love. I created the whole creation, and for each created thing, I loved you first. Then I created it, and I laid it down to your service. Even in the love between me and my celestial mama, did I love you. And oh, how much I loved you in incarnating myself in her virginal womb. I loved you in each breath, in each motion, in each tear. My will made you present to me, so that I would love you, and you might receive my breath, my tears, my motion as my gift for you. My love for the creature who would live in my will reached such an extent that even when I gave graces to my saints and I loved them, she was enclosed in that love. I can say, I have loved you always. I have loved you in everyone and in everything. I have loved you in all times, in each corner. I have loved you everywhere and in every place. Oh, if all knew what it means to live in my will, and the seas of love and graces by which they are inundated, a God who loves them with love ever new. Just as in our divine being, we can have our divine and predominant passion that the creature live in our will, so would it become the creature's predominant passion. And at any cost, they would lay down their lives in order to live in that fiat that loves them so much.